August Kitco doesn't want to see the end of the world, which should be any minute now. He leans over the stone railing and gauges the distance to the jutting pediment of the cliff face below. A couple of sharp rocks poke up from beneath the choppy surf to say hi. "We're here for you, buddy. Comfortable and quick." Gus grimaces and waves back at them. He stands at the very edge of Lord Elisa Yamazaki's estate, one of a few dozen lucky guests brought in for this momentous occasion. Behind Gus lies the famed Electric Orchard, full of algae-spliced fruit trees, cherry luxes and pear shines. They waver in the night like old diodes, dropping off in places when the breeze rustles them too much. Over the course of hours, their inner lights will fade, and they'll lie upon the grass, gray as a stone. The taste is ultimately underwhelming. It's a glowing pear. It doesn't have to be good. Gus was drawn to this place by the...